producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sure, if you got something on your mind and you need to chat with me about it, just give me a holler, 855-993-7569. We were talking before about the fact that there was a poll that was done earlier this week talking with physicians, and they said two things that were kind of alarming, but not completely surprising. As it said, first of all, they would not encourage their children to go into medicine at all. And if you think about it, the notion of the family doctor and the family business being medicine is pretty well entrenched in this country, as well as other countries. And they said if they had to do all over again, they would not become physicians for a myriad of reasons. So we're asking people, if they had to do it all over again, would they choose the same profession, or what profession would they choose differently? And we got a huge number of responses, so let's start in on those.
We'll start with Tracy, and Tracy says, DHS worker, help save the kids.
That's great, and I don't know what you're doing now, but a bachelor's in social work, or even a master's in social work, is a pretty quick and dirty and useful degree. So if it's not something that you thought about, it may be something you'd want to think about. And I actually was at a party and somebody asked me about I think their wife wanted to essentially do what we're talking about doing, and I said what would I recommend, and I said, well, unless she really wants to go into the academic world, I'm not sure that I would encourage her to get a PhD. It takes a long time. It's expensive. It's a very useful degree, and it's crucial if you're going to go into the academic world. But depending on what you want to do, a master's in social work or a doctorate in social work is a much quicker degree, much less expensive degree, and sometimes a more practical degree. A PsyD I'm not very much in favor of, and somebody who has a PsyD can call and explain to me why they think that's a useful degree. But I think it's not as useful as a PhD, and it's more expensive and longer. It takes longer to get than a DSW, and I don't know the advantage of it, but somebody can call it. It's a relatively modern degree, and basically the difference is you don't spend as long as a PhD, and you don't have to do a dissertation usually, and you don't have to have two languages. But I don't quite get it, but somebody, as I said, can call and explain. All right, let's see what else we got.
Marquita says, songwriter, producer, because I'm excellent at both and do both compulsively. In my sleep, even. just wish someone would have told me it was possible much sooner. And before you go into the, well, start right now speech, Dr. Joy, I have started. I went to school for music composition when I was 25 and moved to Nashville a couple of years later. It's slow going because of my current career, but I plan on never stopping, so failure is no longer possible.
Good for you. Well, so I don't even need to tell you what he's done. And, my dear, tomorrow is your day. Manny, I know you get to play the kazoo tomorrow, or the wax paper and the comb, because we were talking about something similar to this, but not exactly the same. Maybe it came up just because Trevor and I were talking about it before we put it on Facebook. And he wants to be is a musician. And his brother, turns out, makes very expensive guitars. So tomorrow's National Creative Day. So anybody who, you have to call in, you can't just call and say, I'm creative. You have to call in with a song or a poem. You cannot call in with your oil painting. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work on radio. And no mimes need not apply. I suppose you can do a stand-up routine if you want, but it has to be short and it has to be clean. So that's, tomorrow is our talent. America's got, Joy's listeners have talent day.
Post your, we should tell listeners to post their oil paintings or any sort of artwork on to the Dr. Joy Facebook page.
All right, you can do that. That's fair enough. But you can't call with it.
Yeah, we can't really call because we can't really see it or anything like that.
And exactly.
The other listeners wouldn't be able to see it.
I know, and we'll all just be saying, but I don't quite get it. Even if it's white on white. All right, so that'd be your day, sugar. So good, you can call from Nashville. Great. All right.
Dale says, I think I'd actually stay with the same profession I'm in, even though I've been doing it over 17 years. I love my job. I get to be creative all day long, spend other people's money, and make the world a better place. I'm a commercial interior designer.
Cool. That, well, it's really wonderful to hear people who have, you know, who are doing exactly what they want to be doing. That's great. Good for you. I don't think you can call in with one of your designs tomorrow, though. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work.
Julie says, I would have gone into healthcare, probably nursing. I've always thought I'd be really good at it, and what a rewarding career, helping people. I was married at 18, still married 35 years later, and had my first child at 19. I don't regret it at all. I was able to stay at home. I was able to be a stay-at-home mom to our three girls. I'm in office management now, and I love my job.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things. If you want to go in and pursue it, I think that's always an option, and maybe waiting till you're, you know, I don't know how old you are now, but it sounds like you've lived your life in a way that makes sense to you, and if you love what you're doing, maybe this is just one of those, you know, my next life I'm going to try something else. But, I mean, terrific. Great.
Matt says, I would have gotten my accounting degree 25 years earlier than I did.
Well, but good for you for getting it. Yeah. I mean, the going back, but, and I guess that's kind of the theme of it, that, and it sounds like you guys are doing a terrific job of deciding that you don't have to be one career your entire working life. First of all, your working life is lasting longer and longer. And second of all, the idea of somebody getting a gold watch at the end of, you know, 40 years just doesn't exist very much anymore because, for a lot of reasons, because of downsizing, because the longer you've been with the company, the more you get paid, because people having various interests, people staying healthy longer, being intellectually curious longer, living longer. So, I mean, this is great. Good. Keep going.
This next one is from Tony, and she says, stripper, really? If I could go back 11 years and take advantage of my young body, I would totally try getting into stripping for a good while.
Okay, well, you know, listen, maybe it's not too late. I mean, I have no idea. I suppose for Creative Day, I don't know if you can strip on radio. I don't know. Let me think that through a little bit more. But
I mean, you could, but just nobody would.
It'd be very quiet.
Yeah,
it'd be very quiet. I suppose we could just hear the sound of clothing dropping or veils or something or balloons popping. I don't know. Bubbles. The only thing I would say to you about stripping, I have known a number of strippers in my life for reasons that don't bear discussing at this moment. The problem about stripping, by and large, is stripping quite often turns into turning tricks. And I don't think it's inevitable, but I think it happens a lot for obvious reasons. And the problem about turning tricks is it's dangerous. In most places, it's illegal. And the problem is it can be, depending on the level you do it, obviously, wildly lucrative. So it can be a real trap. And I've known hookers who felt that it was better than waiting tables. It was easier on their feet and they could make more money. A lot of them had children and they could, the hours were better. The money was better. It was less difficult, I guess. But the seduction becomes that it's lucrative. It can also be very dehumanizing. So the other part is if stripping leads to hooking, hooking quite often leads to drug usage because it can be dehumanizing. And so how is it that you sort of continue to do something which essentially is, in most people's mind, a private thing and still be okay with it? And for a lot of women, it's about drugs. So and I'm not, you know, the morality aside, I mean, look, if there was, it's interesting that we give women who strip or the women who turn tricks a hard time. But if there were no, if there were no men who were customers, they wouldn't be doing it. So, but I think it is something that may, you know, Pretty Woman, I think, was a very, misleading film about what happens to hookers and what hookers look like and how long hookers last. Not to mention Richard Gere. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind and you'd like to call me, do not wait another half hour or so, all right? Call me now. Or you can wait till tomorrow. But don't call me the last, like, 2 seconds of the program, she said scoldingly. All right, so we're talking about professions that you would opt for if you didn't do your own.
Sue Ellen says, I'd become an artist because when I was 17 and my aptitude test said I should be an artist, I didn't think I could draw or paint. I didn't know that there were I didn't know that there are many forms of art, and it turns out I'm pretty artistic.
Well, there you go, but you don't have to necessarily do it as a profession. You can do it as an avocation. And then if people buy your artistic outpouring, if that's what you want to do, then you can switch it into being your primary career. I don't think we have to choose either or as much anymore. That's the other thing. You can do a couple things.
Marge says, geologist, I love the earth.
That's a fun, and the coursework is really fun, especially the labs. I remember the labs to this day in geology. And there's also hard rock and soft rock geology. Soft rock is all business. Lots of fun.
Allison says, I would want to work in publishing. I love to read, and I'm pretty good at spotting mistakes. Plus, I think it would be soothing to read all day long and get paid for it. I do like my job teaching, though.
Well, yeah, you're probably reading a lot. You may have some aspiring authors there in school. I love to read. It's probably my biggest vice. Cause I used to view it as kind of, well, you know, I'm a reader. But I saw a play that says, well, reading is really selfish because nobody gets any benefit from it except you. So now I view it as a vice. I still do it, but...
Barbara says, I would want Dale's job. Remember, Dale was the
stripper?
No.
No.
No, Dale was the commercial interior designer. Barbara goes on to say, I ended up being a secretary because my parents wanted me in a secure job. I was a single parent supporting myself and two kids, so I guess they were right. Now I'm retired and get to remodel my own house and do furniture painting.
Good for you. Yeah, my parents wanted me to be an English teacher, I think for the same reason, is that they viewed me as, I told the story before, a couple of months ago, a friend was over at my apartment and said, did you ever anticipate the life that you have? And I said, oh, not even close. You know, I expected I would have a couple of kids and be living in Denver and teaching probably high school English, because that was my parents' vision for me. And to a certain extent, I mean, it's what my brothers and sisters do variations on those themes. But so this my whole life was completely unanticipated. So, but I'm probably in the least safe job that you could have, although I've certainly been doing it forever. So, but what can I tell you? Being a therapist is a relatively safe profession, I suppose. But being in broadcasting isn't safe at all. But I'm sort of part of the reason why I think you can combine things that you really like or things that are not necessarily what other people are doing. I've always done that because with the idea being that there wouldn't be going to be a whole lot of competition. That there might not be a job, but there wouldn't be if you could find somebody who wanted your particular skills and they were an unusual skill set, especially a combination, then you weren't going to have a lot of competition. It would be hard, you just had to find the person who really wanted that skill set, which I think is still true.
Sally says, I'm an electrician. I would switch to something pet related, as in a groomer.
Well, there you go. I'm actually doing, this is an interesting thing. I was just a friend who knows I was on the mayor's commission against domestic violence. Invited me to something which apparently New York has the first woman's shelter for domestic violence victims that allows pets. And the idea that, for I guess a couple of points, that first of all, lives are disrupted enough. I've been working without any noticeable success, to be quite honest, to try and convince the mayors, because they have the electronic gadgetry to be able to let the woman stay home and have the man move out of the house. Because what they do now with domestic violence is they move the woman to a shelter. As far as I'm concerned, they should move the man to the shelter, let the woman stay home with her kids and be protected electronically. Haven't been able to do that. I think it makes much less emotional impact. I mean, because what happens is that the kids hate being in the shelter, and they hate being away from school and their friends, and so quite often the woman will go back, and the results are quite often disastrous. So think that, if the women are really, I mean, the idea is to get them out of harm's way. And you can say, well, there's domestic violence of women against men, and that is true. It's just not nearly as common. And so what you end up doing is really punishing the victim to a certain extent. But anyway, this group is specifically dealing with getting shelters to take pets in. All right, keep going.
Marie says, lawyer, work in the DA's office or and be a prosecutor. Why? For justice for all.
There you go. Although, you know, it's really interesting that I've known a bunch of people through it at various times of my life who wanted to do exactly what you wanted to do. That they really felt that they were truth, justice in the American way. And almost invariably, it's a burnout position, which it shouldn't be as far as I'm concerned. And people go into private practice, and so they end up going from, you know, fighting what they feel is evil to defending what they feel is evil. And the justification is, well, in the United States, everybody deserves a competent defense. But it's interesting to watch, because that idealism sometimes gets a bit blunted, which is too bad. I'm trying to think if I know anybody who's still in the DA's office who's not the DA, who is still idealistic. Let me think. I'll get back to you on that.
Laura says, I would be a child psychologist. I'm a teacher, which I love, but I would love to help one child at a time.
I agree with you. I've taught as well, but I don't even mind dealing with small groups, like 13 or 14 people. But there's a completely different dynamic when you're dealing with somebody one-on-one, which sometimes can be very frustrating, because when you've got, for me, I suppose that the ideal size group is about 14 or 15, because you get the advantage of the momentum of the group and the support of the group, and quite often there are people who move at different rates and have different momentum and different perspective, and so that's very exciting. But one-on-one has its own particular dynamic to it, and so, you know, speaking in front of 1,000 people does as well. So, you know, and again, it doesn't have to be either or. Depending on how much energy and time you have, you can probably take night courses and a degree in both teaching and child psychology. Whether you work in the profession or not, it would be, I think, invaluable in your work. I mean, as I said, I never practiced medicine for the obvious reason I don't have a medical degree. I did the first 2 years of medical school, passed boards, and have been on the air ever since then. But you can hear just on a daily basis, it's probably the most, other than my, in fact, probably not even other than, that it's probably the most valuable education I got, because it helped me understand mind-body issues in a way that traditional psychology doesn't. I wouldn't give up psychology for the world, but medicine was an incredibly valuable adjunct to being a psychologist. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Folks, let me just make a kind of quiet request. If you don't hear us on your radio station, call up the radio station, because they can tell you. Sometimes they'll shift the program around. Sometimes it's preempted for something, but they're going to know more. We've got we've got hundreds of stations, so keeping track of all of them on a day-to-day basis, we're just not very good at it. And so if you've got a question, the best thing to do is just call the radio station, okay, and they can tell you. And it has the dual advantage of not only getting the information from the source, but also saying, oh, yeah, put her back on, or we love the new time, or we hate the new time, or we hate her guts, take her off. So it'll give you access to the person who can directly make the decision about, who not only has the information, but has the decision-making ability. So, okay? 855-993-7569. I know we're sort of an easier phone number because I give it out all the time, but we're not as good as a resource. All right, speaking of resources, let's talk about what other people would do with their lives had they to do it all over again.
Let's see. Where did I leave off here? With Don. Don says, I was a zookeeper. That's what I would be, but I would have gotten a better education to prepare for it.
You know, there's almost nobody who feels that their education was a waste, that even if it was something that you went and did something else with it. And you could hear that my medical education was invaluable, even though I don't practice medicine. And so I think when in doubt, but it's never too late. You can always take community education courses. And again, Tennessee, who is my favorite complex state, that they have such, I mean, they're the ones who, that if you can prove you're a Tennessee resident, you get free community college. I mean, that's brilliant. That's fantastic. They do have some other issues. So, I keep going.
Rachel says, children's librarian. I went to corporate communications. I went into corporate communications and graphic design and now do HR, but I love helping kids find just the right book. And you can read any picture book with voices and expression to engage kids. Unfortunately, librarians are a dying profession.
Well, libraries are a dying building. And people go online. And I've done a couple of fundraisers to try and keep libraries open. I mean, that's shocking if you think about it. And the reason, I mean, I love books. I mean, I love information, and certainly don't take my Google away from me. But I'm not a Kindle girl. You know, I like holding a book. And so I'm a fan of libraries and books and whatever. But there's probably, you know, in 50 years, there probably aren't going to be libraries around. They're going to be places that you can go. Well, because everybody has a personal computer, so they can get books and movies on their computer.
Wendy says, I'd be a chef or something in the culinary arts.
Again, go do it, sugar.
Dave says, I'd be an operating engineer. I like running heavy equipment.
You know what? There's something about heavy equipment, isn't there? I will stand for hours watching, like a bulldozer or a caterpillar guy, you know, and a crane operator. They are so sophisticated, and they work those levers and those pulleys. You should go see the Walk as well, which opens this week, about Philippe Petit, who walked between the Twin Towers, which isn't exactly the same, but there's a lot of mechanical stuff that's in there. Which is what made me think about it. All right, keep going.
All right, last one here from Belinda. She says, forensic accountant. I love the challenge of finding a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, well, there's going to be more and more need for that, isn't there? That's how they got Al Capone. Pay your taxes, folks. All righty, speaking of which, this has nothing to do with taxes, but it actually caught my eye that a 13-year-old has invented a low-cost Braille printer from a Lego kit. And instead of it costing $2,000, it costs $200. I mean, how cool is that? As I mentioned yesterday, I had some people over from the bank because my computer is still a little iffy. And it's, you know, what you want really is a very smart fourth grader, because those kids have been dealing with computers since they've been 2 years old, and they all just, they're whizzes at it. As opposed to me, I mean, I kind of can get around, but these kids are amazing. This kid's name is Shubham Banerjee. A 13-year-old who has a machine, as I said, they have evaded the most brilliant minds at Silicon Valley startups for years. He's 12 years old. They said he was 13. He's actually only 12. It turns out that fewer than 10% of the 1.3 million blind Americans can read Braille, down from 50% in the 50s. And the reason is the growth in assistive technology, such as voice-to-text software. Slash the cost of a Braille printer from $2,000 to $200. 7 weeks. Called a Braygo, using a Lego Mindstorm EV3 robotic kit and some small electrical components that cost a few dollars. His software engineer father, Niloy, ever encouraging of his son's educational endeavors, was only too happy to shell out $350 for a Mindstorm kit. It'll hit the market this fall. He's providing an open source document to anyone who wants to build it and try and make a Braygo V1 at home. What a great kid. So they're saying, well, the market's not that big. It's a specialty project. I just went ahead with what I thought was right. Isn't that a great kid? I mean, yeah, I love that story.
Sure.
All right. In a follow-up story that has nothing to do with it, Right. Some genius decided that the way to get kids to eat vegetables. I knew how to do that, which is you just dip them in chocolate. Everybody knows that. Now, it turns out that they've done a study because the government now mandates that you have to have vegetables on a plate. Okay. And they're deciding that when you put a hamburger, something popular, on a plate with broccoli, the kids will throw away the broccoli. If you put something less popular, like a deli sandwich, the kids will eat the broccoli. Or if you just give them the broccoli by itself, they'll eat the broccoli. But they said, at the end of the article said you could do what Congress did and declare pizza a vegetable. I know. Not very helpful. And here's the story that is getting a huge amount of play in the UK. Not so much here. All right, here's the story. A Mexican restaurant banned from handing out sombreros as a university brands them racist. So here's the story. It's in the UK at a school called East Anglia. And there was a restaurant called Pedro's Tex-Mex Cantina in Norwich. And they said you had to stop handing out the sombreros, and the reason being that they were racist because they said it would be offensive for anyone who is not Mexican to be wearing the traditional headwear. They said that discriminatory or stereotypical language or imagery aimed towards any group or individual based on characteristics will not be permitted as part of our advertising. We want all members to feel safe and accepted, so all events we try to ensure that there's no behavior, language, or imagery which could be considered racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, or ableist. I don't know what ableist is particularly. We know when it comes to cultural appropriation that issues can sometimes be difficult to understand, and many don't realize that they may be about to cause offense or break a policy. The students were astonished. They said, it's ridiculous. It's a comedy hat, not some sort of religious dress. Who's it going to offend? Speedy Gonzalez? The British Mexican Society, however, said they applaud any business for trying to drum up business, so they weren't even offended by it. Bosses at the restaurant have so far not commented, though one unknown worker told the Daily Mail it's ridiculous. It's an independent, family-owned business that's been open since 1991. And apparently some of the students branded the whole thing hypocritical. I mean, it does seem to me a little far out, don't you think?
Yeah. Seems a little odd.
I actually have two Mexican sombreros, but I think I left them at the office. Somebody was always borrowing my sombrero, so I just left them. There we go. And the icky story of the day, this one, regardless of your political beliefs, we've got a kid who's in kindergarten. Now, she's been in the kindergarten school. It's a church school. I got it. And certainly they're allowed to do it, but the kid has been going to this school for preschool and summer school, and when she came to school, they threw her out. They said she couldn't go there because she has two moms. And the mothers are suing. They got a copy of the handbook, and they said, which they apparently revised over the summer, that said they had the right to refuse admission to an applicant or to discriminate enrollment of a student. This includes, but is not necessarily limited to, living in, condoning, or supporting sexual immorality, practicing homosexual lifestyle, or alternative gender identity, promoting such practices, or otherwise having inability to support the moral principles of the school. There you go. It's a private school. They have the right to do whatever they want. But they've right. got to, you know, I mean, they should have probably figured it out before, as opposed to a five-year-old being told she can't go to school anymore, so she's the color by herself. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, my little adorablenesses, 855-993-7569. As we move toward the fall, we've got lots of theater coming up. Like 16 days or 16 weeks till Christmas. It's pouring here today, and we've got a potential hurricane coming. Tornado, I think. I don't know. Hurricane, tornadoes.
You said 16 weeks until Christmas?
I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 16.
Isn't it
from
funny?
Friday.
Isn't it funny, though, how we always overlook the next two
holidays.
The next two holidays.
Right. Well, we've got three. We've got Columbus Day, which the only reason to celebrate Columbus Day, as far as I'm concerned, is to be able to tell my terrible story, my terrible joke about, you know, the four ships.
Yeah.
Then we've got Thanksgiving, which I think for a lot of women is just a pig out. I mean, it's, oh my gosh, now we start, you know, I have to figure out how not to put on all that weight at Thanksgiving. And then we've got Christmas. Oh, plus Halloween.
Right, yeah.
Well, Halloween has become, you know, Halloween was originally, right, a religious holiday.
Right.
It was because the November 1st is All Saints Day. So Halloween was the night that, it was the eve before. And as we know from New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, that eves are big deals, especially with religious holidays, because you go to church and you pray. All right, and somehow the idea that spirits could roam the earth, and then you, especially in a lot of Catholic countries, Mexico is the one that with which I'm most familiar, where they have the Day of the Dead and whatever, and you wouldn't go to the cemetery and special food and puppet shows and whatever. And somehow, so the idea being that people would go trick-or-treating, I mean, it somehow is more, and now it's this huge holiday where people get drunk and go and buy expensive costumes. Do you go trick-or-treating?
I did one time as a kid.
Just once?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. Just only did it one time. I guess I really wanted to do it one time.
See, I'm, first of all, most of my growing up I did in Denver, and I have five younger brothers and sisters. And so I always had to take even, you know, I had to take them out. And my mother's whole thing, I will tell the story probably again on Halloween, except I think Halloween is actually a weekend, so I won't have to. This will be good. My mother's whole thing was we would go out with big brown bags, shopping bags, from grocery stores. And I would have to take my crummy little brothers and sisters who after about, they thought it was really great for about 5 minutes. And then you'd have to end up carrying them. And you'd say, and I, you know, greedy little thing that I was, I didn't want to go home because I knew that was the way to get candy, especially chocolate. So I ended up carrying these. And invariably, I swear to you, if you look at the Farmer's Almanac for the last 5,000 years, it has snowed on Halloween in Denver. I promise you, it snows. So it was cold. And you couldn't, and my costume was always a bit iffy. And I was carrying some crummy brother or sister with me and schlepping both of our bags. And so then we finally get home. And we'd pour out, Mom made us pour out all our bags. We had to combine them on the kitchen table. And we're each allowed to pick three pieces of whatever. One you could eat then. One was you could have for breakfast or something. I don't remember what the, and then one you got in your lunch. That was it, three pieces. And then we would take all this junk back, and we were not in affluent neighborhoods at all. So if you got one of those little Snickers bars, the little miniature ones, you thought you were doing really great because you get like a piece of hard candy or something. And, of course, there was always the thing we had to run past this house because that's where the witch lived, and they put razor blades in the apples. So you never took an apple, ever. And that was clearly some kid made it up because they didn't want to eat apples. The idea was that in the witch's house they would heat up pennies, so you would come and take a penny and you would burn your hands. I mean, these were things we honestly believed. For one brief shining moment, at one point we all collected money for UNICEF, but that, you know, that got dwarfed by the fact of the candy. Then the awful thing was we'd put all this candy back in our bag, and we'd have to take it to a nearby orphanage. Now, clearly, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Mom had a lot of beliefs that we believed were, if not religious, at least important, that were based clearly on economics. And what Mom was thinking is, I'm not paying dentist bills for all these kids. I'm not putting all this candy in their mouth. So we would have to take it. And she didn't tell us that. Orphans, and of course, orphan, you don't need a parent to go trick-or-treating. So orphans, I mean, for Christmas, yes. Trick-or-treating, you go to somebody else's house. You don't have to make a parent. So if a kid grew up and said they were an orphan, I would kick them. I was not nice to orphans ever because they got all my candy. That's the end of my story. So trick-or-treating, but did you do costumes and the whole thing?
Yeah, I would do costumes. And, you know, because a lot of times at school, you know, especially if Halloween fell on a weekday, we'd go to school and have a costume to wear at school.
Well, Now, so what did you dress? What was your favorite costume? That, you know, let's put that up on the website. What's your favorite costume for Halloween?
Well, I dressed up like a Ninja Turtle one year.
Now, did you have to buy that? You presumably bought that, yeah?
Yeah.
Your mom bought it?
Gosh, how old was I? I think I might have been in the third grade.
So you only did one, and you...
So, yeah, I was in the third grade.
Wow. I mean, I love a store-bought costumes now because, I found that quite accidentally. I was supposed to go to the Public Theater, and right next to the Public Theater is, I think it's a Target. I mean, and it was a brand new store in New York. They didn't have them. And so I went in, and it happened to be the day after Halloween. It had nothing to do with me at all. Or maybe it was a little bit later in the week. It was after Halloween. And they had all these fantastic costumes. And as a kid, if you're one of six kids, you don't get a store-bought costume. You get a homemade costume. Or you put together something from, you know, whatever. You were a ghost. Or you were a bum. Or, you know, I know we didn't call them homeless people, then we call them bums because you... And so a store-bought costume, and like in wigs, and like fans, and so, and I was just enchanted with these, and they were all like a dollar, you know, like a $60 wig was a dollar or something. So I now have all these costumes, so I'm dying to be invited to a Halloween party. I have a tall witch's thing that's very cool with a cape and has like feathers on it, and I have reindeer antlers, but that's for Christmas, so that we can't confuse us. What else do I have? I have a couple of wigs because I was supposed to go as Cher, and I pointed out, you know, so that my hair it's long, but it's not, it's blonde right now, which is what Cher's hair actually is. But that I had to get a dark colored wig. What else do I have? I don't know, but I've decided if I'm going to go for Halloween, I want to look. I went one year and I went to Goodwill and bought a wedding gown, and was Bride of Frankenstein. That was pretty much fun. But, so, Halloween, I don't know. I don't know that people have as many parties as they used to. Maybe I just don't get invited to them. Maybe it's because they don't like orphans. Please, if you're an orphan, you can call up and yell at me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.